Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Meredith Stevens. First of all, Meredith, tell me what you do.
I handle all the integrated digital communications for the checkoff through the subcontractor of NCBA.
All right. Well, we just are seeing we're right at the end of a committee meeting here on beef's image, mm-hmm. I believe it's called. Mm-hmm. I know that a presentation was made here to talk about reaching out to millennials, mm-hmm. for example, or what's their image of beef. What are some of the things you were able to share with producers here?
So what's really nice is that we have some great market research about millennials and how they like to communicate and how they look for information. And what we know about them is that they go online. And so it's important for checkoff resources to be where millennials are, online. So that means websites, that means paid media ads, because they might not be coming to one of the checkoff mm-hmm. sites, but they might be going to foodnetwork.com. They might be going to All Recipes. So it's really important for us to be where they are, and that's what we were helping the committee understand and to kind of see this overall strategy for outreach.
I was in just briefly, because we've got so many meetings going on at the same time here, but heard a question I thought was interesting. How many here, have posted themselves onto YouTube? I was one of the only hands that was raised, but I thought that was a point being made to kind of say, we have this generation and we're trying to reach another one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and they like to share. Social media is very mm-hmm. social for them. It is social. It's how they connect with friends and family. And that's not to say that videos are the only way, but it's sharing videos, it's posting pictures. And now you'll even see a lot of articles that are saying millennials are struggling because they feel like they haven't achieved enough because they see their friends doing more on Facebook than what they're doing. So it's this whole kind of world in digital atmosphere. But it's the whole part of sharing the story online.
So when it comes to managing some of these social media channels like Twitter or even Facebook, I know it's a lot of people kind of think, well, that's got to be easy because, it's free. You just set up an account. But there's a whole lot more that needs to go into that and actual best practices and strategies, too.
Absolutely. Actually, a lot of times that can kind of be a misperception about social media engagement is that it is free, of course, to sign up and get a page, but it costs time and resources mm-hmm. in order to follow that, to access the content that needs to be shared, but it's also the 80-20 rule. So 80% mm-hmm. of the time that you're on social media, you should be sharing what other people are doing versus the 20% talking about yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that is one of those big best practice strategy pieces that a lot of people don't really understand, because it is a two-way engagement. And that is very much how millennials want to be engaged with too. They don't want to hear from a brand all the time and have the sales pitch. Yeah. They want to have a conversation, because at the end of the day, even though it's online and behind a computer or behind a phone, it's a person to a person.
Well, I've said since we started this whole social media thing, I've tried to do some instruction and consulting, mm-hmm. et cetera, training, to think of this as a conversation you're having with a friend, a family member. What do you usually do? It's mm-hmm. like what you just said. Yeah, you may talk a little bit about yourself, but oftentimes it's talking about what other people are doing. And so people come to rely on their friends and family mm-hmm. as a source for information. Mm-hmm. And that's, you're just really doing nothing different, just an electronic way to do it today.
Exactly. One of the best analogies that I like to share to help people understand is if you think about a cocktail party. You go to a mm-hmm. party, and you're not going to walk in and shout, "Hey, everybody, this is who I am and what I'm about." No, you're going to go in. You're going to kind of scope it out. You're going to look around the room. You're going to maybe sit in a circle of people mm-hmm. and discuss, and then you might contribute a little bit, but it's not just about you. And so it's kind of that cocktail party mentality. It's just online.
So looking at this committee and the work that it's doing, mm-hmm. is there anything we were trying to get to maybe a decision point on at this point here?
I think at this point, it's about showcasing the work plans mm-hmm. that will be set to go in front of the operating committee in September. And so this committee has an important role, because they can look at the strategy, listen to the work plans, and contribute their additional thoughts and say, is this on strategy? Do we agree with this approach so that we can help strengthen beef's image? And so they have a critical role in order to do that and give the subcontractors that feedback.
Well, that is the process we have. And as soon as we get done here in September, we start all over for next year. So thank you very much, Meredith, for visiting with me here and giving us a little insight into what this committee has been talking about here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.